Welcome back to the show. Momentous day in rugby league. A 17th team has been admitted to the NRL for 2023. Let's get the thoughts of the chief rugby league reporter for the Sydney Morning Herald, Adrian Prezenko, is on the line. G'day, Adrian.
Yes, Jimmy. Hello. Thank you for having me.
Pleasure. New team. Working out a name just yet, but thoughts overall on the fact of the process, the fact it is the Dolphins, what it means for existing teams?
Yes. Well, firstly, in terms of the name, they will be known as the Dolphins, not the Brisbane Dolphins or the Redcliffe Dolphins or any other variation on the theme. They'll be known just as the Dolphins.
Okay.
Even though they are, of course, Redcliffe-based. That's what Andrew Abdo told us at the official announcement today. So, obviously, they've pipped the Firehawks and Jets, who got the bad news first. Abdo actually rang them before he even informed the Dolphins that they were the successful licensee. So they are expected to be up and running and running a successful franchise very soon. And, of course, they'll hit the player market from November 1. And they got the nod because they basically ticked all the boxes and the main criteria. And that is that they can attract interest and participation without adversely impacting the incumbent Queensland clubs in the Titans, Cowboys and Broncos. They'll have to stump up a $50 million bank guarantee over the next 5 years to ensure that they are sustainable. And they basically put together a very strong and compelling case. They've got a catchment area that runs from North Brisbane through Moreton Bay and links up with the Sunshine Coast. And they've got 10,000 registered players. The NRL has said that they will need to spend $2 million a year on growing the game in terms of the men's and women's game and the participation in the area. And Foxtel, of course, they would have had their say on the pick as well, given they're going to spend $100 million over the next 5 years, which is extra money for the game, given that head office will only be dispersing about $75 million to keep them afloat, which is sort of the same as all the other existing clubs. So it's not a situation like in the NFL where head office has spent hundreds of millions of dollars propping up the expansion club. So no favours. They have to stand on their own two feet and be successful from day dot.
Okay, so the interesting part of that is obviously they mean more Broncos on Fox, less Broncos on Channel 9, owners of your masthead. How is that going in the corridors of power?
Well, I think that's a win for everyone insofar as, Nine obviously, they have a reach across the whole nation for the Sydney Morning Herald. It'll be interesting too in terms of another Queensland team to cover. But no, I think it's a win for everyone. I think that all the teams should have a fair share of free to air and pay TV games. So and it's long been a lament for a lot of the clubs that the Broncos have basically had a monopoly on Thursday or Friday night. So I think it'll be welcomed by them from that perspective.
Talk of an 18th team. Obviously, 18th team brings an extra game. Was that mentioned today by Andrew Abdo?
Yes, absolutely. So, in all likelihood, this is the way it'll look until the end of the next broadcasting cycle, which goes till 2028. But
yep.
Andrew Abdo said that there's every possibility that they would expand beyond then. And he didn't rule out the prospect of maybe another team in another few years, but of course we'll sort of stabilise for a while and see how we go for 17 because, and he did say, well, obviously 17's the natural sort of progression towards 18, which gives broadcasters another game to screen. So that's probably one of the big takeaways for me in that, Peter Beattie did say a few years ago that we must expand or die as a game. And, they've consolidated, they've stabilised during a really difficult period with COVID and now they're actually growing the game.
Yeah, I think the fact that they made $50 million last financial year, albeit with a couple of State of Origin series included in that, when it could have been $80 million, but to make that money, that was extraordinary. Yeah. That result there,
it is extraordinary, and the club's got more money than they've ever had during that period at a time when the AFL is actually getting less money from head office. And of course, it's never enough. They'll be blowing up and saying their hands are out already, and saying we've grown the pie. How big is my slice going to be? And that's actually something that the NRL will have to sit down and talk to them about in the next week or two, that they're going to make some funding commitments going forward. But it appears that everyone's the winner given the extra money coming into the game.
It looks like Wayne Bennett's going to be a winner too, which is great for Wayne in particular. What about other names that have linked either from a coaching or assistant coaching point of view, from a playing point of view?
No, there's going to be a press conference this afternoon that the Dolphins will have, and that they may give us a little bit more information, but we're not expecting that they'll even make a coaching announcement. But I will be absolutely stunned if it's anyone other than Wayne Bennett. Yeah. He will be the next coach. And, you know, he's got a connection with players like Cody Walker, who's off contract. There's a whole list of players, and I think you've been talking about some of them today, Jimmy, and, you know, Joseph Manu, Dylan Brown, Reed Marnie, Clint Gutherson, Kalen Ponga, Brandon Smith, Anthony Milford, the like. And look, Wayne did not leave the Broncos on the best terms. In fact, it was a smouldering heap at Red Hill. And I dare say he would get some satisfaction in plundering and pillaging some of that talent. So if, you know, Payne Haas feels that he's unhappy and underpaid, sure, Wayne might be able to turn his frown upside down. I'm sure they'll be talking, and he'll be talking to lots of, you know, the Broncos players, you know, who are coming off contract in the next little bit.
It's a very good point. Strengthen yourself. And if you can weaken an opposition, despised opposition at the same time, it's a great outcome. I want to ask you about this USA betting opportunity that you've canvassed back page of today's Sydney Morning Herald. Sounds great. I reckon most people want to see the game that they're betting on, and maybe that's a starting point as well.
Yeah, well, they have existing, you know, broadcast arrangements with Fox, and so they do screen some games over there. But the gist of the article, Jimmy, was that, you know, for a long time, it's been a closed shop. You know, it's been at least, you know, an estimated $500 billion in black market bets. And the only place you could get on in the past for a long time was Nevada. And now all of the US states are starting to open up and legalize gambling, and it's going to be a big, big boon for, you know, for the government in terms of taxation. And it's an opportunity for the NRL as they see it. And I had a chat to Matt Tripp, who's the Storm chairman, co-owner. And obviously he has done everything that you can do in the wagering sort of industry as well. So he thinks it's a huge opportunity that, you know, potentially over the course of the next 5 years, they could, you know, add another 50 to 60% onto whatever revenue they're making already, which is quite significant. That's it's gone from, I think, $16 million in 2017 to $40 million in the last financial year. So lockdown period has been a good one from an NRL wagering perspective. So huge opportunity. Again, how much of the market will they actually get a hold of? Look, even if it's 0.00001%, that is still huge and will bring millions of dollars of revenue into the game. So I know Gary Weiss has been tasked with looking at some products that the NRL can head up over there. So I think it's well worth exploring, and, you know, I think there could be some upside there.
Whatever you do, Adrian, do it responsibly.
Do it responsibly.
That's it. Thank you, mate. We'll speak again next week.
Thanks, Jimmy. Cheers.